give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons.
How are you 7-14 away from the center when you have what we thought and looks that way when you were at home? This talented group that can win anywhere, any style, any way you need to, because you have this many different types of pieces.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Joe Torti.
The Chip Kelly era. In hindsight now, and this is what I pointed out to people, like if you think about it, it was actually really hilarious. Like now that they've won the Super Bowl and like enough time has passed now and you're not living in the Chip Kelly era, it was really hilarious.
It was a heck of a football match.
The Crossover, right now on 97.5, The Fanatic.
You heard it. That man to my left will be Joe Torti. Devon Gibbons, 8 o'clock, 8:01 here on 97.5 The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Dylan McKinnon still producing the show, doing a fantastic job. And you guys on the phones, 610-632-0975. Joe, welcome. What's going on, man?
Some stuff happened
some
today.
Stuff.
I like that.
You like some stuff happening?
Yeah, we've been waiting on stuff for a long time. And I know that it's not the kind of stuff that we're hoping for. And the right names are going to the wrong places and everything like that. But stuff is happening. Sports is happening, Devon. It's all coming back.
Is it?
I don't know. Maybe. Sometime.
Maybe not anytime soon.
Man, oh man. Like, I'm seeing the projections out there that, like, you know, with 100% perfect efficiency, that we're talking about maybe everything settling back to normal, like July or August. And, like, I'm picturing all of the commissioners of the sports leagues watching that and being like, all right, we're done.
Let's just wrap it up.
That's it. We tried.
What about baseball? Got to start it. July? You start it.
As far as I'm concerned, like, here's the tough part, D, is because I was trying to think about this. I said, okay, realistically, owners and teams really, really want there to be fans, but probably could survive on TV rights and things like that for the rest of this year, mm-hmm. you know, from in terms of 2020 before we flip over to 2021. So I was thinking, okay, how can we get things started again with no fans? I feel like that's the next natural step of progress, right? But I was talking to somebody about it who's not a sports fan at all. And this person was telling me, well, yeah, but you know that, like, it's not just as simple as getting everybody tested, getting everybody who's positive quarantined and out of the league, and having everybody who is, you know, tested negative for it just start playing again, because these people have lives. You need to, like, actually mandate that they don't go out anywhere, that they don't do anything. You know what I mean? And so it's effectively controlling the lives of the people that would be playing, whether it's in the NBA or the NFL or the NHL or whatever. And so I was thinking to myself, like, is that something that would even be possible? Like, is that something that if I am, like, for example, I know that it's not time sensitive, but like Byron Jones
yes.
just got the mega deal from Miami.
82.5 right? mil.
He's like, all right. For $82.5 million, do I really need all of my personal freedoms and liberties right now? Or can I afford to be bossed around for a couple of months in order to collect this check? You know what I mean? Like, I know that I'd rather be out there, you know, having the cake and eating it too. But I was wondering if, like, players in the NHL or players in the NBA would look at it and say, all right, we just need to get this thing rolling again. Or because teams now and leagues have committed to paying players and stuff like that throughout, whether they're even in a hurry to get back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm sure they miss it. I'm sure they're working out and stuff like that. But I was trying to think about that. All of the logistics that would go into actually getting things back off the ground. I did a lot of thinking about that this week.
There's a lot of stuff, man. And I even brought up earlier before we get back to the phone, 610-632-0975. I haven't even gotten to the things with the NBA and what it would take and with their new potential calendar.
Right.
What it may look like if they did restart things in June and playoffs and all kinds of stuff. The NHL, do they even bother? And the NFL right now with the offices are going to be open. And I, again, I'll read what Schefter said with the memo. The NFL sent out in just a bit to get your thoughts on that. But there's so many different things that have to go into it. And forget the memo. Dylan has another breaking news sounder, and maybe this involves the Eagles possibly?
It does, but it's not exactly the most
It's not a name a lot of people are going to know, but according to Adam Schefter, former Steelers nose tackle Javon Hargrave reached agreement with the Eagles on a 3-year, $39 million deal with $26 million fully guaranteed. It makes him the highest paid nose tackle in the NFL.
Okay. Well, of the three of them that are left, that's not hard to do. You know? Like, how many nose tackles are left?
Oh, he also won't be playing nose tackle here because they run a 4-3.
They don't play a nose. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but one of the things that I did mention, Joe, which is, yes, the offensive line is certainly important. They need defensive line help.
They do. They really do.
And you can speak, of course, to, you know, you follow a lot of the NFL, a lot of the AFC, a lot of the Steelers. Javon Hargrave, what do you think? 3 years, $39 million, $26 million, fully guaranteed.
Well, so here's the thing about Javon Hargrave that makes him attractive to the Eagles is that you think of.
By the way, I like it.
This is a really, really good signing.
Yes.
Like, I am way more excited about this than the Eagles throwing all that money about Byron Jones. Like, this is way better. Because he is a nose tackle, but he's not. This is going to sound ridiculous. He's not a run stopping nose tackle. Like, he would come in for the Steelers to play the nose tackle on passing downs to push the pocket. Like, he's like a pass rushing nose tackle, which is kind of like a weird thing in
a
3-4
his pocket.
But in a 4-3, it's going to be perfect. I mean, like, that is going to be exactly what you need.
Next to Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, and Malik Jackson, right? Like, you can move Malik Jackson now where you need to move Malik Jackson to, and everything else. So I really, really like this deal. It's a lot of money, but I really, really like the deal.
3 years, $39 million, $26 million fully guaranteed for your new nose tackle, Javon Hargrave, for the Philadelphia Eagles. What do you guys think about that? Again, as Dylan said, maybe not a sexy name. Maybe everyone may not know, but good, really good player. Eagles making a good signing right here, and you hope that they continue on the defensive side with some help as well at the cornerback position also. 610-632-0975. Now, according to Adam Schefter, with this quick, before we get back to the phones once again, Phil Yates says Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave are going to absolutely wreck so many offensive plays next to each other in Philly. My goodness. Here is the memo sent out about the new free agency rules and the postponement of the off-season training activities indefinitely in the memo, stating the free agency period will open as scheduled on March 18th at 4 p.m. Clubs and free agent players may enter into NFL player contracts during this period. However, clubs may not bring any free agent player, including their own, to a club facility or other location to meet with club personnel. Club personnel, including members of the club medical staff, may not travel to any location to meet with a free agent player. These restrictions will remain in place until further notice. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. And then the off-season team activities will be delayed indefinitely. During this period, the league and union, through their respective medical consultants, will develop a standard set of protocols for clubs to implement regarding facility cleaning and maintenance, equipment preparation, steps to identify players and staff who may be elevated risk for the coronavirus, and other preventative measures.
Mm-hmm.
And the club facilities, the parties have agreed to prohibit NFL players from entering any NFL club facility for a period of 2 weeks, beginning on March 17th and extending through March 31st.
Yeah. Lot of steps being taken.
A lot of other stuff in there. I just need to skip all of that.
Yeah, skip all that.
Yeah.
But that is effectively, you can't visit at team facilities. Teams can't go to players. Teams and players can agree to, like, a neutral physician to examine, you know, the player, close to the player. Players the right to decline the exam. And teams have the right to refrain from signing a player until the exam. So that's important.
Good faith.
That's important.
This is good faith, right?
Yeah, but
yeah,
like,
good faith deals.
The thing is, like, if it's Amari Cooper and people are like, "Yeah, I need to know about your foot." Like, Amari Cooper can't legally say he's getting blackballed by the league. It's good for everybody. I think it makes sense for everyone.
Yeah, and quickly also, earlier trade that happened early this afternoon: tight end Hayden Hurst and Ravens 2020 fourth round pick. Traded to the, is the Baltimore trades tight end Hayden Hurst to the Atlanta Falcons from the Baltimore Ravens. Of course, he was picked very early a couple of drafts ago. He is now a member of the Atlanta Falcons because Hooper, Austin Hooper is now a member of the Cleveland Browns.
That was so strange. Like, Hooper was talking about his free agency on Twitter. Did you see that? Where he's like, the Browns are definitely the front runner right now. They're like big time. Yeah, this is like way before he signed. And then he signed. I was like, I guess he's telling the truth. So
good bargaining right there.
Yeah. Look, when it comes down to it, and I know that the DeAndre Hopkins deal was absolutely insane. That was like a ridiculous deal. The Ravens have done the best job. So far, the Ravens have done the best job in the offseason. You get the second round pick back for Hayden Hurst. And Atlanta's going to be terrible next year, so that's going to it's going to be good.
Yes, they are.
And I'm assuming that is a future, too. I have to double-check to see what the final compensation is, whether it's this year or next year. But Atlanta's terrible either way.
The Falcons get they get the Falcons 2020 second-round pick and the Falcons 2025th-round pick.
Okay, so in 2020, the Falcons weren't good anyway. Or in 2019, the Falcons weren't good anyway. So that doesn't hurt that badly. And then you look at it. They get Michael Brockers, Calais Campbell. Like, that is big time. That's really, really. And it adds to what they already do well. That's why I actually like what the Eagles did here. I know that a lot of people are like, who's Hargrave? Really, really disruptive defensive tackle. And the truth is, the Eagles have been really bad at evaluating defensive end talent for like the last 5 or 6 years. There's none in the pipeline. I don't mind them just going massive up front if that's what they're going to do. And they're going to have Jackson and Cox and Hargrave all on the line at the same time. You're not paying Hargrave, by the way, to be a part-time player at more than $10 million a year. There's just no way.
Yeah. 27 years of age, 6'2", 305. Last two seasons, 6.5 sacks in 2018 and 4 sacks in 2019. 60 combined tackles last season, 25 assisted, 49, 17 the season before.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice player.
He's a good player.
Just picked up, and as Phil Yeh says, going to wreck offensive problems for the offense on that side. 610-632-0975. Joe, let's hit the phones and see what some of the people have to say about the Eagles' cornerback situation. Byron Jones agreeing to a deal with the Miami Dolphins for $82.5 million, $57 million guaranteed, $40 million in the first 2 years. We'll get your thoughts on that and some other names still out there. And we also have to get your thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins and how that did not happen here in Philadelphia. You're a fan. I'm a fan. Man, obviously Arizona was a fan as well. That's good. And what did you guys do? First weekend, no sports. What did you guys do this weekend without sports? 610-632-0975. Paul in Swedesboro, next on the Fanatic. Thanks for hanging on, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Thanks for having me on.
Welcome aboard, man.
Man, I wanted to just touch on about how, you know, you're talking about Trufant and Slay.
Yes.
Because I'd really like to see that, too. But then you said that you wanted Howie to draft someone, and, you know, I love Howie. You know, he put the Super Bowl team together. Always love him for that. But I feel that he has issues evaluating skill positions. So I worry about him drafting, you know, secondary.
I know, but you can't not draft. So they still need to address the position.
Mm. Yeah, and why don't you think the Eagles were involved in the DeAndre Hopkins thing? Do you think they didn't know about it?
I you know, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, that's really, I don't know. I don't even know what to do with myself now. There's no sports. I'll watch the UFC this weekend, but it's really about it.
All right, Paul. Thanks for the call,
hang
man. Hang in there, man.
Yeah, I saw that. I wish Pat Egan were still here. I think that he just exited the building. But the UFC events are getting postponed or canceled, too. I thought I saw that the next three are kind of like out the door.
Really? Even though Dana White came out and said that he was going to continue to keep going?
Well, let's see. Pat tweeted about it, actually.
Did he?
Go to our resident MMA expert. Oh, there he is.
He's around.
Oh, he's here.
He's around.
Oh, he's returned.
Let's see what he says. So, I mean, I don't know.
You tweeted about this 2 hours ago, that UFC's indefinitely postponing the next three events. Is this true, Pat? I thought that UFC was tougher than everybody else.
You
didn't have to worry about coronavirus.
You'd think. Unfortunately, they can't find a place to fight. Oh,
so what happened to the Apex facility that they have there?
Yeah, that was an ideal place because obviously they own it. And it's small and confined. And then Nevada State Athletic Commission said no.
Are you serious? Yeah, Nevada's it's not going
to
work.
So you kind of need them to okay fights. And they canceled all events. So it's like, okay, well, we can't have it there. The other Apex Center they have is in a place called China.
Okay.
That's
how's
also
that place
not,
doing right
not
now?
Conducive to having.
Okay, that's not working.
I don't think they're going to allow it either. So the UFC sent an email to all of the managers that represent fighters this past week and basically said, if you have a fighter that wants a short last minute flight, let us know immediately. And if they can, and if they're in the States or at least can get to the States. So they were desperately trying to get a fight together because they realized the opportunity to grab some eyeballs, like the caller that you guys just had on.
Yes.
Probably wasn't going to watch UFC at an ESPN Plus, but now that it's the only game in town, they'll put it on there. So they were desperately trying to get a card together, and I think today they realize it's not going to happen.
Okay, so how about, what are the chances of putting something together in a driveway or something in West Virginia where there are zero cases?
Like bum fights.
Like smokers, yeah. Something like that.
I mean, I think we can do it.
I think we'd be able to make that
I know
happen.
For a fact people on Twitter would love to see me get my face bashed in. So someone's willing to, you know.
You may not want to deal with it, though.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay. But content is content.
But hey, we need something to talk about.
Yeah,
right?
We gotta make it happen.
I mean, right, Byron, he's in. Byron Jones just went to Miami. We're signing nose tackles that aren't nose tackles. We need something else to talk about.
Well, they have the WWE still going on. It'd just be shame. So, you just will not be able to be in the building.
Yeah, that'll be they're streaming WrestleMania.
God bless us. Where we are.
God bless us.
Well, Pat, thank you. Appreciate that.
If you need me, I'll run back in.
All right. Thanks. From your car on 76, wherever you are. That's awesome.
That's where I was at Wawa trying to get in.
Thanks, Pat. I'll see you later. So one of the things that I was thinking about, D, and I don't mean this to be in any way a pejorative of West Virginia, because my parents are from Western Pennsylvania, so they had a lot of crossover with West Virginia people.
Yes.
And I said, it's super weird that this thing's like not in West Virginia and it's literally everywhere else. And my dad was like, no, they just don't go to the hospital. Like they're already just posting up in their houses. There's no one out there getting tested. If they're sick, they're just hanging out at home. Like that's why there are zero cases in West Virginia. I'm like, okay. All right, I'm learning this. But just go driveway somewhere. You know, set up some mattresses or something and put some events on. I don't see what the problem is.
Oh, man. Yeah, oh, man.
It'll work out great.
610-632-0975. Ray in Dallas, thanks for hanging on. You're next on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Hey, Ray.
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Eagles, what we did this past weekend as far as my family. Kind of got together and kind of, you know, sat around and watched movies together. Usually my kids are all over the place. I have a 19-year-old who's never home, a 13-year-old who's always with her friends, and a 12-year-old who's always with his friends. So we had a chance to get together and sit down and, you know, watch TV, you know, kind of hang out together. It was pretty cool, actually, to be honest with you guys. As far as the Eagles are concerned, please hurry up and get these cornerbacks before they go off the market, because I don't see anyone in college that can actually come in and be a help right now. Xavier Rhodes, I know he hasn't been good for the last couple of years, but he's still out there. He has experience.
Would you go there or would you go Trey Waynes? If you go Minnesota, which one would you go?
You got to give me Rhodes because he's been to the Pro Bowl. Trey Waynes hasn't been to a Pro Bowl, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, and I think from what I can actually see as far as Xavier Rhodes, it's a little bit thing. He had a little bit of problems with his technique and his hamstring. And I think he kind of got on Zimmer's bad side. So I think a change of scenery will be good for him. I also like Trufant. I also like Darius Slay, too.
Yes,
so
I do.
If we could get at least a couple of those guys and really shore up this defense, I would definitely like that. I was kind of hoping they could have got one of the linebackers, the Kirksey guy that got released the other day, too. So, but it is what it is. And, you know, at this point, I just sit back and listen to you guys.
Appreciate it,
Ray. Thanks, man. Thank super you, cool that he got the family together too. It's so hard to do now because everybody's getting pulled in all those directions. Like Ray was talking about, it's pretty awesome that you get to do that now. Kirksey, I am not surprised at all that he got snatched up so quickly because he was like a 100+ tackle guy for the Browns.
Yes.
A couple years ago, then gets released, which means that he doesn't count against the compensatory pick formula. So people are going to get in on that immediately. So that didn't shock me at all that Kirksey got snapped up. It just totally made sense for the Packers to go ahead and do that.
Okay, so look, what do you make of the Byron Jones deal? 82.5 with the Dolphins agreed upon, 57 million guaranteed, 40 in the first 2 years. Were you in on him for the Philadelphia Eagles, and was this number, even if you were in on him, was this number just too high, just too much for you?
I was never in on Byron Jones. I don't like it. Okay.
I liked him. You knew the money was going to be high, so I was.
Well, that's true. I think that I talked to you about this before, Devon. I just don't think that the translation from Dallas to Philadelphia will work. And what I mean by that, it's not so much like, oh, they're rival teams or whatever. It's just the structure is so different. Like, as far as I'm concerned, I learned all I needed to know about how Dallas works relative to how Philadelphia works when DeMarco Murray's pulling Jeffrey Lurie aside on the plane. Like, he has anything to say to Jeffrey. It's like, no. Daddy can't help you right now. You got somebody else. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, that is. And I thought, what if this is just the case? What if this is just how things went in Dallas? I've told you before, I don't think Jason Garrett was a great coach. I felt bad for him because it's no wonder nobody respected him because literally Jerry Jones has an open door for anything you guys need, you come to me. Like, literally, there's nothing that you could do if you're Jason Garrett. So I don't want any part of Amari Cooper. I didn't want Byron Jones.
Well, we know Amari Cooper you don't want.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons, but I'm not interested in adding Dallas Cowboys to the Philadelphia Eagles at this point.
And not just because they're Dallas Cowboys, just because of something with the philosophy that goes on there.
Yeah.
It just doesn't fit what the Philadelphia Eagles do.
Exactly. Doesn't fit.
But John Clark said they were in on the money. He just decided that no state tax in Miami.
And Florida, he didn't want to be in the NFC East.
And he didn't want to be in the NFC East. He wanted to change the scenery. So you can't fault the man for that.
Yeah, can't fault it. By the way, you better get used to Hargrave, too, because nobody wants to talk about it. Malik Jackson and Fletcher Cox are both getting older.
Yes, they are.
This might be the dude for a little while here. You know.
So why you have the 22. Three of them together? That's pretty good.
That's good.
Ridgeway is back. That's a nice four-man rotation. Now what happens on the ends? Are you going to get Derek Barnett to be Derek Barnett finally? Like Derek Barnett? Brandon Graham is getting older. He still gives you production. Vinny Curry is a free agent at this time. And the two younger guys behind them with Sweat and Hall, I mean, you're not leaning on them to take over that Vinny Curry spot, I don't think. So where else do you go?
Well, I need those young guys to work.
Yeah, but it starts with the young guy being Derek Barnett to work first.
Yes. Well, I guess true.
He's been okay. That's not good enough for me.
Not for me. I've turned into such a cruel, cold man when it comes to the NFL. And, like, Devon, I think that you've picked up on this. If you're hurt, I don't need you. Like, if you continue to get hurt, I don't need you. Like, if you all of this potential and all of this skill or whatever taking up space on my cap while you're in the tub, I don't need it. I will find somebody younger who is not nearly as touted as you, who is healthy and has the burst and can go.
He's often hurt.
Often? He's sometimes healthy.
610-632-0975. We need to hear from Joe Torti as to what happened in the Torti weekend and see what happened, even though we know Joe stays in the house. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that's true.
I am too, but I do like to get out and see if I did something wrong by going out with what I did over the weekend. We'll get to that. We'll share some of the NBA information. And overall, Joe, things are, again, continue to shut around the country. Not just here in Philadelphia, but around the country. So we'll get your thoughts on what happened earlier today with the announcement about Philadelphia shutting down. Basically, we're there. 610-632-0975. That's Joe Torti. I'm Devon Givens. Dylan McKinnis producing the show. We're here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
820, 830, 97.5. The Fanatic, Joe Torti, Devon Givens with you. Dylan McKinnon producing the show.
Yeah, it's daylight savings time.
It is
now,
daylight savings
time. Yeah, so that's why. It's 830 now. It's not 820.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's just daylight savings.
I was actually going 829. And then boom, the sounds changed. And I had to change along with it. Joe Torti, Devon Givens until 10. Joe carries you until midnight. Dylan McKinnon producing the show, 610-632-0975. So, everything, again, changed, man. This was totally different. So, we'll get to D on the phone, and we'll get to everybody else, and also get to some of the tweets that we have that are trying to contribute to the show as well. Philadelphia lockdown, though. City closes all non-essential businesses, government offices, Joe. Not much more to do.
Well, they get it, though. Sports talk radio is essential in this town. So
that's
at least
right.
They understand.
We're good.
They get the way that it goes.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah, I mean, look, I think that this is going to be... I was having this conversation. My in-laws are in town. At least my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law. And I was telling them, this is a unique situation for me, because I am on the phone all the time. And I'm on the phone usually because I'm trying to learn how to do something. I want to know what the next thing is. What's the next step? How long should this take? What do I do if this happens? Blah, blah, blah. And this is like the only thing that I can remember, period, where the answers are not on the internet. Where there's no telling how long this thing is going to take.
Nothing.
There's no telling what you do, what the courses of action are. Like, just nothing. We're just hanging out at this point. It's so bizarre.
So what did you do this weekend?
So this weekend, like I said, in-laws and my sister both came up, you know, because nobody's supposed to travel, so everybody travels at the same time, you know, just the way it works.
Yep.
So we were just hanging out, doing family stuff, watching movies. We went on walks. We're outside at the park. We had a couple of nice days there.
Okay.
Like I said, really dialed in the nutrition. You know, you had no excuses. Oh, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Nope. Been eating a lot of chicken and broccoli and stuff like that and cooking that up. My wife's had it. I'm like, but babe, don't you want to get that summer bod rocking? And she's like, you've never had a summer bod to rock to begin with. And I said, okay, it's a great point. And then, you know, just keep things moving there. Literally, I miss it tremendously. I miss sports way more even than I thought I would. And like when I first realized that sports weren't going to happen, I had the instant realization. I was like, this is going to be terrible. Mm-hmm. And it's way worse than I thought it was going to
really?
Be. It's way worse than I thought it was going to be.
I was okay this weekend.
Were you? You were cool?
I miss it. Certainly, I miss it.
Yeah.
And especially with basketball going on and we know where the Flyers were, I miss it because it's just something that the Sixers are going to the home stretch. Planned on being in a building on Saturday when they were playing the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to see what was going on with them and the tournament getting underway. Yes, I missed it, but I just came to the realization that it's what it is. So I was able to separate myself from it and enjoy the time with the kids.
Nice.
Watch a lot of animated stuff. Boss Baby was real strong.
Hotel Transylvania.
Hotel Transylvania. There was one more. Oh, Toy Story 3.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, you know, we were just rolling.
I'm just going to agree there was no Toy Story 4. We're just going to
stop at 3.
That, yep, 3 yeah. was done.
Stop at
that
3.
That was the perfect ending.
I agree.
And we don't need to do anything else.
So that's where it was. And I was even going to ask you because you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
Went for a walk yesterday.
Yeah, it's nice outside.
Yeah.
There are people out there and stuff.
And my knee, you know, I was like, let me get some exercise.
Uh-huh, sure.
Go do that. And
sure.
Went for the walk. It was cool.
I got to get you into the
is
bunker.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
All right, cool.
I got to get you into the bunker. Get your workout without ever seeing the light of day, man.
There you go.
Got to get you all squared up there.
I'll be back up there.
I watched every one shot over the course of the weekend, not all in one shot. I watched every One Shining Moment ever. Every one that there's ever been since 1987 is when they first started doing that. I watched every One Shining Moment up through 2019.
All right. How good was it?
Better every time.
Was it really?
Oh, man.
Okay.
One Shining Moment. Like, I don't get emotional about sports at all. One Shining Moment gets me yearly. Just absolutely every single time.
All right.
Every time.
All right. And I have to throw the stuff out there. I said I'll share it later. We'll get D up here first, though. But some of the stuff that me and my daughters were talking about, because with all these things changing, we don't know. Again, there's no go to Google and find out.
Right.
We still have to wait for a couple of things, and it's really impacting our family. I want to see what other people I know there are other people who are impacted. We just want to, I want to talk it out with the people. 610-632-0975. D on the cell. Thanks for hanging on, D. You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
What's up, man?
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, D.
I love this signing. And I'm going to tell you why. I love this signing for the simple fact that I know we're a little stacked at that D tackle spot right now with Jackson, Cox, now Hargroves, Hassan Ridgeway, who was signed today as well. And then those young guys. But one thing a lot of people are forgetting is both Cox and Jackson have position versatility. They have no problem behind those guys up at the end when more rundowns and just going all out heavy. And when you're a team that doesn't invest in linebackers and you get these big, beefy guys out in front on first and second down on rundown, they're going to be having on people's lines. It's going to be amazing. I'm loving it. And then you also have draft versatility now. So since you invested in Hargroves, you can trade away one of these guys. You can trade away a Jackson. You can trade away one of these younger guys that have shown something. So it gives you a lot of versatility. I love it.
Well, D, the one thing that I thought about is that Jacksonville had a lot of success when having Malik Jackson play defensive end on the tight end side of the formation.
Yeah, he played at five, or that five tech or that seven tech.
On the strong side, exactly. So I would hope that that's going to kind of be what the Eagles' plan is when the three of those guys are in there. I'd like to see what that looks like.
It's the first thing I saw when I saw this. Like, they're going to wreak havoc on people. They're just going to be too big. We have a bunch of guys that are 280 plus.
Now, Deed, since they did this and you like this already, get off to a good start, what would you like to see them do next in free agency since we still have to wait for the draft?
Take Amari Cooper.
Joe. You guys just agreed, and Joe cannot stand Amari Cooper
anymore. That's
I'm sorry. We need a receiver, man.
That's true. If only there were a draft coming up that had like 10 that you would like to have.
We don't have one right now, to be honest.
I know. I hear you, bro. But here's my thing, D, is that for the money that you're going to take to pay Amari Cooper, you could probably pay four of these guys if you draft them. You know?
If you don't get Amari, I say Amari Cooper because he's a free agent and he's out there. If you don't do that, then I say you figure out a way to get Stephon Diggs here.
Ooh. Oh man, Diggs would be nice too.
I would be good with that, D. Thanks. Hey man, real fast, what are you doing during this time?
Man, I'm working. I'm military. I don't get no days off.
Okay. Keep fighting.
Join that club.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Our stuff's just as important as the stuff that D's doing.
Yeah, see, we're not on that level.
No, not even a little bit. not even a little bit.
But hey, he was right with you on the Hargrave signing, and that's definitely a good thing. Wide receivers, no Amari Cooper. If you did have to spend that money in free agency, anything that jumps off top of your head that you would take a peek at that position?
Really happy that they went defensive line. I think that was an essential thing to do.
I agree.
That's a big thing that I like. The reason that I don't like Amari Cooper is that I'm looking at, you know, one catch 6 yards, four catches 33 yards, two catches 9 yards, one catch 8 yards, five catches 28 yards. And that was just in 2017.
I always got you back because I brought this up for you earlier.
Just as a dude, just literally,
folks.
Literally is likely to give you a 200-yard game and then follow it up with, like, you know, a 6, a 10, and a 17. You'd be like, wow, Amari Cooper's averaging 85 yards a game over his life. Like, it's ridiculous. It's so bad. I'm really not a big Amari Cooper fan. Free agents left? Truth be told, I would like to see the Eagles at least kick the tires on what's going on in the quarterback market, like the backup quarterback market.
Add that on my list.
I'm interested in that a lot. And then the other thing that I think that there might be some value as you're watching teams, not necessarily with the free agents that have like expired, but the guys who are becoming cap casualties, the guys who are getting released and things like that, because we know that Howie does like to play the compensatory pick game, and there's some value there where guys are so good, but not good enough that they were making this big money and they had to go in order to clear up cap space. So that's something that I'd be watching for sure. And those are more of what I'm interested in as opposed to what's on the market right now.
All right.
Everything, as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of second tier now that's left. And second tier always gets first tier money in free agency. Mm-hmm. Always.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that.
All right. 610-632-0975. Will you be first? Everybody else, sit tight. 610-632-0975. We'll jump in on Twitter as well. Get your thoughts on everybody out there, what you've been doing during this downtime, since it's a new norm for us here in Philadelphia. And I still have to, maybe we'll do it at 9 o'clock hour. Bring this thing up. We're talking to my daughters about, you know, some things that are happening. And it's just, you know, it sucks.
Of course it sucks.
It really does.
Especially since we can't Google and say what's going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, it's garbage.
Exactly. 610-632-0975. That's Joe Torti. I'm Devon Givens. Dylan McKinnon is producing here tonight on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
Hey, 46, 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Givens here with you until 10 o'clock. Dylan McKinnon doing a great job producing the show. 610-632-0975. So, Big V, Joe Torti.
Yes.
If I said to you, out in the open market, he's going to get decent money. What kind of money ballpark would you say he would get?
For Big V? Decent money, I'd probably say anywhere between like 7.5 and 9, something like that.
Ink the deal with the Detroit Lions, 5 years, $50 million.
Good money.
Show me the money! Show me the money! Yes!
Positional versatility, man. He play a lot of different positions.
He can. Does he play them well, though?
Who cares? I mean, like he's the thing is, when you're looking, look at the team that signed him.
Detroit.
Their line play has been garbage.
Should have just taken a shot.
Anything's better. Like, you know what I mean? They're thinking maybe he's a left tackle. If he's a left tackle at $10 million, then you got yourself a bargain, right? If not, maybe he's a right tackle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they've got, yeah, exactly. They've got some.
But if he's a swing tackle, meaning he's not starting,
it's not as good. Yeah, it's not as good.
Yeah.
But Detroit stinks. They're not going anywhere anyway. You got to spend the money. You might as well try. But yeah.
Okay.
Non-Eagles. Good for him.
Jack Conklin. 3 years, $42 million with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Browns are going for it, aren't they? Browns are going for it. I actually like Jack Conklin a little bit.
I do
former
too.
First round pick.
Yeah,
but,
I do too.
They're trying to sign everybody. They're trying to sign everybody.
They'll trade for Odell Beckham Jr. They'll sign for everybody, but it just doesn't get done.
No, I mean, that's what happens. You trade for somebody who's got zero career playoff touchdowns, and that's what you get. I mean, there you go. Sorry, Odell. Facts is facts, bro.
610-632-0975. Will in Brookhaven. Will.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's up?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Will.
I was wondering, like, does Derek Barnett have any value?
In terms of a trade?
Yeah, like, could we move up with him in the first round or get some type of second day pick for him or something? Or, like, does he have value since he was a former first round pick?
Well, I guess... My gut would say no, but there's no way, because like you said, teams might view him as a former first-round pick and all those sacks at Tennessee and everything else. So, like, it's totally possible that some other team views him as an asset. It depends on how far up you're trying to move, I guess.
Yeah, because, he's still young. And I mean, if that was somebody we would trade, I guess it would be him.
Yeah.
But, you know, just to, I guess, move up a little bit in the first round if we could.
Who do you have targeted, Will? Who? What position are you looking at?
Wide receiver. I mean, if we can get Ruggs
or anybody else up there.
Anybody else up there. Yeah, Judy or especially my man with the CD Lamb.
CD Lamb,
definitely. Yeah, CD Lamb.
All right.
Yeah.
So, what if you stay put and you wind up with Jefferson?
Oh yeah, I'm happy with Jefferson. Yeah, I'm happy with him.
All right, so would you prefer to just keep what you have and then just also grab Jefferson and do what else you need to do instead of giving up the other assets? Or would you prefer to just move up and get one of those top three guys instead?
I mean, I would prefer to move up because them guys, you know, they're not going to be there when we pick. So, I mean, if you can move up and get them, I mean, it was Dangling Barnett. Maybe Brandon Graham. I would hate to say that, but, I mean, hey, Maybe well, dangle one of them two defensive guys out there.
Will, thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. I'm trying to think here about how many wide receivers I think are going to go in the first round. I don't think that it's more than four. I don't think that there are more than four wide receivers that are going in the first round.
And Jefferson would be the last one?
I think so, yeah. In order, I think that it's probably C.D. Lamb, Henry Ruggs, which nobody wants to hear, but I think that he's the second wide receiver off the board. Then Judy, and then teams have a decision to make on Justin Jefferson or T. Higgins, and whoever it's not is going to the second round. Like, I think that that's kind of the way that that's going to go, because there are so many other... We talk about how good the wide receiver draft is, and it really is good. Like, it goes deep into, I would say, the third round, where you feel good about guys you're getting, mm-hmm. or later. But there are other positions that are also pretty decent in this draft as well, and teams are going to... You're going to see quarterbacks go. You're going to see, you know, offensive linemen go. Like, it's just the way that the draft goes every single year. I don't think that you have to go crazy to move all the way up just because you really, really want Henry Ruggs, and I get it. There's a lot of other wide receivers out there that would help out.
I would stay where they are.
Me too.
Or move
down.
And take Jefferson if he's there.
If he's there,
I'm taking Jefferson. And you have Deshaun. You hope that maybe, Joe, that's your guy, J.J.,
J.J., Arcega-Whiteside.
Arcega-Whiteside can do something.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of doing stuff this year.
No, he didn't do a lot. And Pat likes to point out, except for have his mom hold the umbrella over his head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Also, as a guy who's watched a fair amount of Clemson football, who was all over DeAndre Hopkins, didn't like Sammy Watkins as much as DeAndre Hopkins, really don't like T. Higgins all that much.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's that
what is
dude.
Too light? Too what?
He doesn't explode in the same way that even Sammy Watkins
and it seems like it because of his size.
Yeah.
How thin he is, right?
Where, he is thin, yeah.
He just seems like he's flying because he is that height. Yeah. But to your point, will it translate to the NFL? And you can kind of tell that it may not.
Yeah, separation's not quite there in terms of the other guys. DeAndre Hopkins is the best, besides Larry Fitzgerald, is the best high point guy I've ever seen. Like, better than Calvin Johnson, better than Andre. Like, it goes Larry Fitzgerald first and DeAndre Hopkins second.
I need to get you DeAndre Hopkins on the other side.
Yeah.
Let's go to Travis next on his cell because he has a good name. Travis, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's going on?
Man, y'all gonna stop kicking dirt on Odell. Y'all know y'all need to stop. Odell's the real deal. But the
real
guy,
deal,
like,
what? He's never won anything.
Real deal receiver. I mean, he gets out there in a clown show with Cleveland. They don't have they trade tackles for defensive linemen that aren't even elite pass rushers. And, you know, I guess the GM felt the wrath of that move. To give up Pro Bowl linemen, you know, that hurts.
He didn't do it. He didn't win in New York either.
And that's on him? I mean, he's not one of the best four receivers in the league?
Three or four.
I mean, come on. Odell is the real deal. You get him with a quarterback that could put the ball on him.
I like him.
I don't like him, Trev. I don't think he's ever going to contribute to a winning team.
It's not on him is my point. I mean,
I think it's not a coincidence, Trav, that every team that he's been on has lost. I don't think that that's a coincidence.
Well, I mean, did LSU lose? I mean, they were pretty good. I mean,
okay.
These guys in this conference, they could play, man. But let's not overthink it. T. Higgins, he could play. Let's not get cute. He's one of the best 25 guys, probably 20 players coming out. You know, T. Higgins and Jefferson, they could play. You know, I think that the best bet for them, though, is to go get Diggs and take the guesswork out of it. You know he can play. He's a Pro Bowler. He's a flat number one. He was the best receiver in Minnesota, and there's something going on up there. You won't even hear about it until he leaves, where he just doesn't get the ball. So he's the guy. He goes up against number one corners, and he beats him like a drum. He will get nicked up like a lot of those guys, but he competes. He can run every route. He can, you know, he beats everybody. So maybe you give up a two and a three. Maybe you give up two threes, which isn't a lot to pay, especially when you got 10 picks, you know.
I would rather they do that, you know, give up 2 threes or 3 and 4 to get him and go from there. I would feel a whole lot better about the draft. I would feel a whole lot better about the draft.
I wouldn't be upset with the Diggs thing if it worked out that way. He seemed unhappy with a lot of things throughout the season, and now Kirk Cousins gets a 2-year extension on his deal. I don't know what's going on there, but and they gave him what they gave him, and they gave him some good money.
But I don't understand what that. Maybe they're not believing what they're saying with Cousins. You know, they're throwing it all over the barn, and they lost with Cousins. They're running it. But, you know, in playoff football, you're going to have to make, you know, some stick throws, and Cousins is not that guy. And even in that game where they lost, you know, Diggs, he kind of showed out. But I think we're like, 3-4 targets and showed out. So, I would feel great about if they could bring him in, you know. And I think 2 threes wouldn't be a lot to pay for him. It's a big price.
I hear you. Trav, real fast, what have you been doing the first weekend without sports? What was your weekend like?
You know what? I've been kind of moving away from sports. I try to be a little more selective, you know what I mean? So just working. And you guys got to see The Wire. What's going on with you guys, man? You got to see The Wire. You got to see Hunters, Outsiders.
Seen The Wire.
You guys both seen The Wire?
Yeah, I love The Wire, Trav.
I love
The Wire. Awesome. That's one of my favorite TV shows ever.
Every night when it came on, you know, you wait for the full week to go by, and Sunday you sit down and get ready to watch the next episode.
Okay.
Mad because it was taken away.
My favorite
scene is Snoop to start off the season in the whatever hardware store it was in, where she was buying the nail gun.
The nail gun. Okay. All right. You're showing out now.
Come on, Trav.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
It's not radio friendly, though.
No,
not a radio friendly scene.
I can watch it over and over again. 610-632-0975. Dave, we get to you first. Joe Torti, Devon Givens. We'll get to some of the things I had to talk about with my daughters over the weekend. And we'll also get Joe's thoughts on the DeAndre Hopkins deal that should have been involved with the Philadelphia Eagles. 610-632-0975, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
.97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, Dylan McKinnon producing the show, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Joe, before we get to the phones.
Yes.
Wide receivers. Odell Beckham. Off the top of your head, to the question.
Yeah.
Better wide receivers in the NFL over Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah.
Who you got?
As much as my joke is that Antonio Brown is not in the NFL, I would still take Antonio Brown over Odell Beckham Jr.
All-around wide receiver, he is a better wide receiver.
Julio Jones is objectively a better wide receiver than Odell Beckham
still?
Jr. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
DeAndre Hopkins is definitely a better wide receiver.
No argument there.
Who was the other one that I mentioned during the break? Well, there are several, right? I don't think that he's definitely better than Adam Thielen. I don't think that he's definitely better than Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson, I would.
Question. I know you don't like Allen Robinson.
No. That's I like okay. Allen Robinson. I do.
But
I'm
you like
saying,
Cooper more. Or
I would
Beckham
more.
Okay. I said I don't know if I definitively like him more than Keenan Allen. And then there are some other. Then I have to dig up the receiving stats that I was rattling off because I've moved on to another anti-Odell Beckham Jr. project that you caught me in the middle of. But yeah, long story short.
Michael Thomas?
Oh, Michael Thomas. Thank you. Michael Thomas was the other one that was easy for me. So is he a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL? Yeah, he's a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL. At no point in his career was he ever a top 3 receiver in the NFL, which is something that people talk about all the time. He's so great. And I'm going to offer some numbers that illustrate why that
Mike Evans.
I like Mike Evans too. I think Mike Evans is also better.
I would agree with that.
So, there's a lot of guys that I'd rather take over Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, but if he was available, would you not take him on the Philadelphia Eagles?
What's it cost?
If the cost was fine. If the cost was okay, would you take him on the Eagles? Right now?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But like I said, I don't see a scenario where he's ever a contributing player on a good team.
But we haven't seen him. Team. Well, we haven't really seen him on. I mean, the one year with the Giants, they looked like they were
had something.
Had
cooking.
Something.
Yep.
But and even when he made it to the playoffs, to your point, he's down in Florida on their week
on the
off
boat,
on the
right?
boat.
Yeah. Yes. Zero career playoff receiving touchdowns.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, if you want to like him, then like him. I'm not trying to make not you specifically,
yeah,
but if he's like your favorite player out there, you like his style, you like the way he plays, go crazy.
Wears Don't, watches on the field.
Whatever. Cool. If you like all that, fine.
That's too much.
Just miss me with the how good he is relative to his peers when the stats don't back that up.
All right. 610-632-0975. Dave on the cell next on the Fanatic. You have something else cooking over there.
No, I do. Guy. I'm doing homework
yes,
over
you
here.
Are. Let's go to Dave on the Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing,
hey, what's
man?
Going on, man?
Hey, I think, just real fast before I get to my points, Odell Beckham, I think, is a really good receiver, but I don't know if he's a team receiver. Like, that's when, like, those guys, like Carmelo Anthony, he's really good, but he never made a team better. And I think Odell Beckham might be one of those type players.
Okay.
But to my points, I think Howie, it's not that he doesn't want to make these deals. I think he's just, like, missing the deals. Like, I think last year, a real good pick for the Eagles would have been if they could have got Mika Fitzpatrick from Miami, where the Steelers just grabbed him. You know, it was kind of a, like, nobody knew it was coming. Same with this DeAndre Hopkins. It seemed like it just came out of the blue. So maybe Howie just wasn't in tune enough to know these deals could have happened to actually make them happen. Because those two players would have been great fits for the Eagles. Unbelievably great fits. So that's my opinion on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Mika Fitzpatrick one, we were in on it as well. None of us knew he would help turn things around the way he did with the Steelers. And we, of course, we had other names that we were interested in. I'm not even thinking about like Harris and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There were more top level guys where... obviously, with it being Jalen Ramsey, but
like Xavier Howard never got traded.
Now he's going to be teamed up with Byron Jones, which is really good for Brian Flores.
It's good that he hung in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, but no, I hear you, and it was something that we wish he would have done. Hopefully, he addresses the cornerback position because they need that help. And if the reports are true that they were in on Jones, then he knows it.
Yeah, and the receivers. My opinion is. I don't want Amari Cooper. I don't want the Diggs from Minnesota because, to me, if you had Jeffries causing all these problems for Carson, those two, after a little while, might do the same thing. And I think Carson was at his best when he was, like, the true leader of young guys who were learning from him, and they seemed to have a lot of respect for him. And it just seemed like they played a lot better with him. So I think if you bring younger receivers in where Carson can be their actual leader instead of older guys who might talk a lot and be a problem, I think that would be a big help rather than bringing, you know, guys who might potentially be a problem.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I really appreciate it, man. Good stuff. So to the point, a lot of people don't know. Javon Hargrave reached an agreement with the Philadelphia Eagles, according to Adam Schefter, on a 3-year, $39 million deal, $26 million fully guaranteed. And Joe, you were on top of it. You knew who he was, laying all the things out. We knew who he was, of course, but not a lot of people really lined up on who he is exactly. And now... as you said during the break, a lot of people are starting to really pay attention to seeing some of these highlights of Hargrave and the type of things that he can do. And he gets off the ball fast.
He explodes off the ball. He had like 98 pressures in the last 4 years. I mean, he is a guy who really, really does push the pocket a lot. And he's a guy that, and by the way, the other one I forgot was Tyreek Hill, who obviously is better than Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
But he pushes the pocket a ton, gets in on guys. I think what turns people off is they see that the Eagles signed a nose tackle, and they're like, why?
Because he was with the Steelers.
You're right. If you saw Eagles sign defensive lineman Javon Hargrave and then saw him doing all this other stuff, you'd be like, oh, okay.
Didn't they list Fletcher Cox as a nose tackle? When Chip Kelly was here?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there was even a discussion about whether he was going to play inside or outside, but they had to list him as something, so knows it was.
Yep. 610-632-0975.
More,
what you got?
More of my...
more bashing. Got it.
As much as we hate Eli Manning and, oh, he's not a Hall of Famer, whatever, Eli Manning is really, really good at making number one wide receivers.
Well, I think he's a Hall of Famer. But
I think he's definitely a Hall of Famer. Yeah. There's only one multiple-time Super Bowl winner who's not in there, and it's Jim Plunkett. And, like, you look at Jim Plunkett's career and Eli Manning's career, it's not the same. Was Mario Manningham that good?
No.
Under Eli Manning, who decided one year that Mario Manningham was the man. 60 catches, 944 yards, and 9 touchdowns.
That was his guy.
His guy. If we're honest with ourselves, if we're honest, Victor Cruz, is Victor Cruz that good?
No.
Not that good.
He was okay.
2 years. His rookie year when Eli Manning decided he was the man. 82 catches, 1,536 yards, and 9 touchdowns, followed up with 86 catches, 1,092, and 10 touchdowns. Okay? Steve Smith, definitely not that good. We saw that up close. The giant Steve Smith, the smaller Steve Smith, yes, is really, really good. 107, 12, 20, and 7. Hakeem Nicks, nice receiver, not that good. 76 catches, 1,192 yards, and 7 touchdowns. 79 catches, 1,052, and 11. Eli Manning has tunnel vision on whoever he likes. Period. Like, you, if you are Eli Manning's dude, you are going to put up the numbers. And I'm not saying that Odell Beckham Jr. stinks. I'm saying that that helps out a lot when you're talking about the numbers that he puts up.
Well, we've seen Carson Wentz lock in on guys. Zach Ertz.
Yes.
And it works.
Numbers.
It works. It works.
For Zach Ertz.
Numbers for Zach Ertz. Odell Beckham. I could see that being a numbers thing for him with Carson
Wentz.
I'm
not saying he stinks. I am not saying he stinks.
I didn't say you did.
But people are going to be like, oh, man, you think he's a top 10 wide receiver in the league. He's top 10. I would bet if you switched, though, Stephon Diggs and Odell Beckham Jr. and their situations over the course of their careers, the numbers would be the same in each place.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
610-632-0975.
So Diggs is pretty good, too.
Now we have to get your thoughts on DeAndre Hopkins.
The dude.
To the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
David Johnson going to Houston. It was interesting how David Johnson was announced first in a separate deal, it seemed like. Or they just simply didn't have all the information as of yet. So David Johnson to the Houston Texans. Some stuff going back. And as we found out, it was a fourth round pick going back to the Arizona Cardinals. A second this year for Houston with Johnson plus a 4 next year. DeAndre Hopkins and the 4 going to Arizona. What do you think?
All right, so with respect to, I think that we had it right the first time, actually, where it was pretty much two separate deals. The way that it worked was the original deal was David Johnson for a fourth-round pick, and then Arizona said, no, we've got to do the fourth-round pick swap. So they actually did that, deal happened to take on the money or whatever. And then it was DeAndre Hopkins for the 40th pick in the NFL draft in, like, the worst trade that I think that I've ever... That might have all gotten filed together, but that's the way that the trade went down. And that is absolutely heinous. Like, that is one of the worst deals I think that you could possibly make if you're Bill O'Brien, whose quarterback, Deshaun Watson, and DeAndre Hopkins have ridiculous chemistry dating back, like, 6 years at this point.
Like, as much as you like Will Fuller, he's hurt.
All the time. All the time.
What are you doing?
They're
going to draft a receiver.
Yeah, with the 40th overall pick, you might get somebody who's as good as DeAndre Hopkins, you know?
Yeah.
Jeez. Come on, man. It's bad.
All right, number one, Bill O'Brien.
Awful GM so far.
Exactly.
Really, really terrible job so far.
Also, why are the Eagles not attached to this?
Okay, so I have an answer for this, too.
Okay.
And it's not mine. I saw it earlier today.
I did not see this.
I think it was from Mike Garofolo.
Okay, Mike.
Who said that this deal has been like the months in the making. Like that the Texans pretty much targeted the Cardinals for this deal specifically. Don't know why. Don't know exactly why that went down that way. But that seems to be the case. That this was something that like was not shopped around to the entire league. It was a deal that was targeted a long time ago between these two teams.
And you also, you did start to hear that DeAndre Hopkins was the name was potentially out there as a possible trade candidate. So you wonder why. I mean, and again, maybe it was just the fact that they wanted David Johnson. And if they wanted David Johnson, that that's exactly where they were going to go, and they weren't going to involve any other teams. But it's a shame that other teams, specifically the Philadelphia Eagles, were not involved in this one. So it's tough. He would have been fantastic here
in
Philadelphia.
Fantastic anywhere.
Anywhere. But specifically here, since this is what we care about, he would have been amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
He would have
been amazing. You look at the numbers that he put up, regardless of who was playing quarterback, and that's what like gets you. You look at his stats when he's catching passes from Brock Osweiler and Tom Savage and Case Keenum. And I mean, Keenum slings it a little bit. And then when he got Watson, was just as consistent. And who knows, they might win the big playoff game against the Chiefs if he doesn't have that shoulder injury and everything else. You know what I mean? So like, there's a lot to love about DeAndre Hopkins. It is a shame, but if the Eagles were never in on it to begin with, it was, you know, it can't be that bad.
Yeah, it can't be mad at him. And David Johnson going to Houston?
Whatever.
Exactly.
David Johnson, I mean,
it sounded okay in the beginning because he's like, okay, DeAndre
Hopkins
is
still there. I've heard of
that guy.
Yeah.
Right. It's like,
he's
still there. Do some things.
Nah.
All right.
I didn't know this. I knew that I didn't love David Johnson. I've never owned him in fantasy, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
He's only had one good year.
I know.
I didn't know that.
I know.
He's only had one good year in his career.
It was like his rookie year, second year.
Yeah, his second year. I had no idea.
Yep.
I was like, I thought he had like, you know, at least if he's going to have a 2,000-yard season, he comes back with like a 1,000-yard season. No.
He was always hurt.
That's crazy, man.
Was always, always hurt.
It's a Northern Iowa back, right?
Yes.
David Johnson.
Always
man,
hurt.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
Joe Torre, Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. Dak Prescott got the tag from the Dallas Cowboys.
So they could get more time to negotiate a long-term deal.
And the report was already out there. Like they offered like $31 million to $33 million to somewhere along that line for Dak Prescott. And he said no. I mean, come on. Now, he can simply go back and forth and look at the other numbers with the other quarterbacks around the league. But $30-plus million for Dak Prescott? Take it.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is that, like, we're totally unclear now on what everybody wants. You know what I mean? Like, apparently, the Cowboys made him an offer to make him, like, the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL, and he's like, nah. We're going to wait and see what happens
here. Okay.
Unless
I'm going to take a weapon away from you.
Unless he doesn't like it there. Like,
maybe.
We've never even considered the possibility that he, like, doesn't like the fact that this whole thing has played out over the course of the whole season.
Maybe he wants to see with the new head coach and not Jason Garrett.
Right.
Although he put up nice numbers to be in the conversation to get this contract in the first place with Garrett.
I know. You never... Guys, and I'm not saying this is the case because of Dak, because I think that you and I both like Dak a little bit more than the average bear, right? But I think that people are hesitant when you're in it to say, my numbers might have been part of a system versus, despite the fact that this was a crappy situation, I still balled out and did this all by myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know how Dak views it. He's been very like quiet about the whole thing.
This is true. He has not gone away to an island during training camp, like Ezekiel Elliott or anything and all of that. So you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. But a lot of stuff going on in the league. Legal tampering got underway at 12 noon today. And we know the free agent period will still kick off at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. And we'll have all of that stuff, of course, for you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Devontae Freeman let go as well.
3 years left on that deal. He might be the worst starting back left.
Yeah.
You know,
and now they have young backs there because Freeman is gone and what's my man's name? Tevin Coleman
went to San Francisco.
So, I mean, this is what it is. Backup quarterback. You brought that up as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens there. There was a report out there that Teddy Bridgewater was talking with the Chicago Bears.
I saw that. That's kind of interesting.
Also, another one that was from Ed Werder of ESPN that had the Chicago Bears interested in two quarterbacks, Andy Dalton and Nick Foles.
Yeah, they should bring in everybody. Because
challenge.
I think that
he needs to fight.
Well, first of all, Dalton's never been challenged for his job, right? Foles was handed the reins and couldn't handle it in Jacksonville. Trubisky hasn't shown without competition. I think that if you brought in both of those guys, it's not the worst thing in the world and see what happens.
If you gave me Dalton and Trubisky in their careers, even though Dalton has not been challenged, he's had a better, he's
definitely
looked like an actual
career.
NFL quarterback. He's gotten them to the postseason.
Yeah. The only thing that Trubisky does that helps is run. Like, anything positive that he's done has been scrambling and picking stuff up. But, like, running an offense, you haven't really seen it.
No.
Also, I see that Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Raiders are close to a deal with Marcus Mariota.
Huh. That was a name linked to the backup position here in Philadelphia. For some people.
Yeah.
For some people.
That's an
open spot there, because you just continue to hear that they're looking to move on from Carr. And this would be, to your point, a competition between these two. Two high picks in the draft. And here we go. You know, it just doesn't work out for him.
Right, exactly.
Doesn't work out for him. He had a fantastic year, he and Cooper together, right? And it looked like, oh, these two guys are going to be something. Cooper has a down year. He's hurt. Carr, getting hurt, has another down year, continues to have the down years. And now he's in a position where he could be also, if you're talking about a deal almost in place, at least for Marcus Mariota, this is a tough spot for Carr.
I was so close, man. I'm going back to my quarterback predictions that tweet that I put out on February 10th. And I knew that Mike Mayock was going to be into one of these guys. I knew it for sure. I had Winston instead of Mariota. I just knew that draft class, Mayock was going to be like, yeah, there's no way. We thought that this draft class was so good and we were so wrong and every other draft class afterwards has been better. There's no way. We just need the right guy. I thought it was going to be Winston. Apparently it's Mariota instead.
Which one would you go? I would go Mariota. I'm just not a Winston fan.
Well, so especially if it's for a backup job, uh-huh. I think Mariota needs time off. Like, I think that he's banged up. I think that he needs to get back in the film room. Like,
all the way from Oregon to Tennessee.
Yeah.
He didn't take many hits at Oregon, but.
No.
Once he got to Tennessee and that style of offense that they run.
He was so slow on the reads, could not digest the information quickly enough to get it away. Like, even quickly enough to run sometimes. So I am intrigued by what Mariota brings to the table. I actually had a prediction that the Patriots might sign him. But that is, you're right, that's probably more intriguing than Jameis Winston.
It's hard to be confident in Jameis Winston after the full vote of no confidence Bruce Arians gave to, I mean, when a head coach talks about his starting quarterback like that,
I know.
How can any other team trust him?
That's the truth.
And you love the 30-30.
Oh, the 30-30 club. Going from 30-30 to 20-20, though, because he got the LASIK, you know? No more Jameis Squinston.
All right. And he did that. He certainly did that.
Yeah, so maybe that's all the difference.
610-632-0975. I will, on the other side, throw it out there and get your thoughts on, you know, the problems that we have with the family, just the conversations. It's like,
yeah.
You know, it's up in the air. We're not the only ones going through it, but it is something, and we got to talk about it. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, taking your thoughts on, hey, what are you guys doing during this time miss with sports? How much did you miss it? And we're debating and going back and forth over some of these football moves, as well as free agency. The legal tampering period is underway. A lot of stuff out there. Let's have at it. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, Dylan McKinnon is producing. We're here until 10 on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. 928, 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Givens.
People are handling this situation in all different ways, man.
I just showed them a really funny, I think it was an Instagram video from 50 Cent's account. One of my best friends sent it to me.
And it's this dude.
It's about coronavirus.
This dude is buying a water bottle.
It looked like it was a soda.
It was an
like
I don't
Sprite,
know.
One
whatever,
of those
some
weird
kind of
looking Sprite bottles. Zero or something.
And he puts it on the counter to get it rung up. And the cashier goes to take it by the cap. And the dude grabs it back. Like, what are you doing? You might have that coronavirus. Oh, shut up, Kawhi. You'd think it was funny if you were here. Yeah. I'm a fun guy if you get to know me.
Oh,
you just
man.
Have to ask. I'm not going to tell you.
That was classic.
Yeah.
That was good
There's
stuff.
A not safe for work version, obviously.
Whew.
Has us laughing like that.
Yes, it does. Yes.
If we don't laugh, we'll cry, dude.
Like, I know.
That's it.
Got to mix in a little bit of that as we talk some serious stuff. So serious stuff. So my daughter, as you know, a lot of people don't know, she's a senior in high school, getting ready to graduate, great, you know, grades and all, accepted to multiple schools already.
Congrats, and, Papa. That's awesome.
Thank you. So we were already in the process. Me, her mom talking about everything with the prom and graduation and all that stuff. So her mom says to me the other day, we have to, you know, put some money on the dress that we get made and all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't know, because we don't know
the news.
That we're going to have a prom.
Right.
And I'm not, of course, we're not backing out on getting the dress made. This is what she wants to do. She only gets it once. She didn't go on her junior prom because she didn't want to go. She wanted to wait till her senior year. And this is where we are. And someone sent me, a friend of mine sent me something with Massachusetts. They already canceled their proms.
Right.
And, you know, those extra activities, of course, that you have for your senior year and all of that stuff. While that has not happened here, I just forward thinking, it's already in the back of my mind that unfortunately this could happen, right?
Yeah.
Where she misses out on her senior prom. She misses out on her graduation, at least when we are, you know, in the position right now to think about it. Could something happen later on where they decide to give the kids exactly that, and they should?
Yeah.
Right. But right now, I'm like, I don't want to get the dress made not knowing
right
what could happen. Now, we can reevaluate the situation. We adjust. You know, we got to flip it as best as we got to flip it to make sure we do what we need to do to make sure she's right. But, I mean, this real life stuff, and of course, that's real life because my daughter put all these years in and doing what she needs to do to get ready for, you know, school and college, and to reward her, of course, and her classmates. You want to give them, they want to give them this great thing that's going on, car, whatever it might be, right, to go along with the prom and everything. But I'm like, guys, am I crazy by saying I'm just not looking to give any money up when I don't know what's going to happen? Right now.
Interesting.
What do you think?
Well, so you and I touched on this briefly off the air before. And here's what I think I would plan for. Like, money aside, because I get what you're coming,
listen,
from.
I have it to pay for it, but okay. I'm just not.
Do you know who you are? You're Devon Givens.
No.
Of course you've got it. Okay.
No. Just make sure you have it for the kids when they need it.
No, nobody was questioning that you were good for it.
I'm still looking for that laptop, too.
Oh, okay. You're still looking? All right. Yeah. We'll get you squared up.
Well, the MacBook Air.
Yeah, exactly.
Good prices only.
Yeah, good price. Not Scoop Jardine prices, but, like, you know, prices, you know? But the the thing that I would do, this is earnest, this is not like a radio, but I think that I would try to identify what it is that has her psyched about prom. Because if I had my guess, it's probably spending time with her friends.
It's the friends.
Getting dressed up, having a night
Absolutely.
Out, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So here, honest to God, this is what I would do. If it has to be your spot, it can be your spot. You know, if it's somewhere else that'll have you, fine, whatever. You get a limo. Get the dress and all that. Even if prom's canceled, have her and six of her friends and their dates, or four of her friends the dates, whatever. Whatever the core group is, go around the city in the limo, drive around a little bit, and then come back to whatever, your place, somewhere else, whatever, and have it decked out as like prom light, you know, music and dark and dancing and stuff like that. Have them take the pictures, have them do all that stuff. It's not the prom.
Create the prom.
Create a mini prom. Because to me, I don't remember probably 80% of the people at any prom that I went to. Probably more than 80%.
You're probably right.
You know? Like, but you remember the crew.
Remember
like
the
people that you were with. Yeah. The people that you took pictures with and stuff like that. So it's a brutal situation as you're like in limbo here. What I would do is I would make a commitment, or at least start arranging stuff like that, so that if prom is canceled, you don't feel like you lit your money on fire and that you've got something else that you can do.
Yeah. And definitely want to give her that experience and all that. And you and I think alike because we haven't even talked about it that much. But I was thinking the exact same thing. Could I put something together for her and her close friends? Speak to the parents. You know, we, however we do things together.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying I'm fitting everything to Bill all myself, but my idea, maybe they had the same idea.
Their parents, too. They want to do something.
We come together and we do this to make sure we give them exactly what they were looking for that night. The only thing there was, certainly we all check and make sure everyone's kid is okay when it comes to the coronavirus, because you don't want to put these people together.
Of course.
And then all these mistakes start to happen, and then everyone is in the same area and you get sick. So now we're talking about no more than 10 people. That's what the president said, right?
Right, yep.
No more than 10 people. So there you go with that. And then it's, all right, what if we had the driver? Where are they going to take them?
Right.
Places are closed.
Right. Well,
and again, you've been things to
a
could
limo.
Change.
You've been in a limo.
Sure.
You're a celebrity. You've been in a limo.
No.
It's cool to be in there. It's cool to hang out the windows. Yeah. Cool to go out the, you know.
Yeah.
You feel like, you know, what I would look at it is there's no place that you can't go because everywhere's closed. You know, you can get out and do the red carpet treatment everywhere, you know. There's nowhere that's going to keep you. It sucks. It's not an ideal thing.
Yeah.
But I think that that would go a long way.
And we haven't really had really long conversations about it.
Right.
Because I know it upsets her a little.
You get it.
But for me, it's like, damn, Tay, we're not going to have this thing, man.
It's not looking like it.
Yeah.
They're talking about July, August.
I know.
Getting back to normal, man.
I know.
We've got to start making contingencies, you know?
It stinks. And then graduation, right? And
yeah,
she dances.
Man.
So she's been in this dance program for 4 years and all of this stuff. And these are the core people that she's with.
Yeah.
And that could be taken away, the class trip, right?
Things. That's probably done.
All these things. We're supposed to go on a class, a school trip, look at the colleges, one of the colleges mm-hmm. that she was accepted to. Canceled.
Man.
As you know, because everything is canceled.
Everything
is shut down. So I want to, and I know it's late and we only have 24 minutes left. Maybe we'll revisit this tomorrow when we have more time.
For sure. But, or I could just keep texting you what people keep saying.
But there are many seniors in this area, in other areas, in other cities that listen to our station, listen to our show, that are probably in the same situation as me, my daughter, her mom, we talk about this very thing. We probably need to get through this together.
Well, think about it, right? If you're a senior, there's a great chance that your final season of high school sports was canceled.
Done.
That your prom's going to get canceled. Graduation, class trips, and literally everything that makes senior year cool is going out the window. I mean, that is a major Now, by the way, people will tell you that high school is the best year of years of your life. That is so silly. And either college,
you might pick 1 year out of the four.
Right, yeah. Right. I promise you, college / young adulthood, the first time being out on your own and stuff like that, that's awesome. I promise you, that's way better than any time in high school. But you can't get this time back. Like, you can't run this back again. And that's why I think that we should go above and beyond to do what we can, you know?
Sure.
That's all.
Absolutely.
So you're that kind of guy.
Gotta put it out there, see what you guys think. How many of you are in the same? I know you are in the same situation as I am, but the dress, the plans in general, the conversation that you don't want to have with your kid, son or daughter, and, you know, it's just where we are. I don't want to pay for the dress yet because I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. You know, mom's looking at me and I'm like,
I'm passing this one off for now.
I just simply said, I think we should wait. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I think we should wait.
All right.
She didn't, you know, we weren't, you know, going back and forth or anything. She was like, all right, you might be right. And she said it. I said what I said. We haven't talked about it since. I talked to my daughter briefly about it with my other daughters. And we all just sat there, and then she went on her little rant about missing time, you know, the experience with her friends and all that, and I felt bad. I figured, why not ask the people that we talk to every day, listen to us every day?
Yeah, people say that we help them. We need your help.
We need help because we're all in this together.
Yes,
610-632-0975. Looks like Nate is in a situation as I am right here, Joe. Nate in Southwest. What's going on, Nate?
Listen, yeah, bro, we in the same predicament, just a little different.
All right,
my wife already bought the dress.
Okay.
She bought the dress already. So, I mean, I
bought it or you were getting it made?
No, she, well, listen, she got, she, they went to New York, she purchased a dress, and now they had to send it off so it can come back and get tailored. Now, you know, everything in New York is shut down, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, now, that's a problem, number one. I'm down here in Delaware, so all the Delaware schools, they're canceling everything. So, no prom right now, no graduation. Like, they have everything at the Bob Carpenter Center. Bob Carpenter said, listen, you can't come over to the University of Delaware and do anything.
Right.
So now, the school system down here is scrambling to try to find places for these kids, these schools down here to graduate. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All the kids go down to the beaches for like the senior nights and all that. All that stuff is done. So right now, yeah, man, this is a heck of a predicament, man. So
have you now conversation you've had with your daughter and her mom? What's the conversation been like, if you don't mind?
It's on the same lines. Like I'm trying. We man, my mother like trying to wait it out, see what's going to happen. But if it don't happen, cause probably it's April 7th, bro. That's right around.
Ooh,
the corner.
See, mine is not until June.
See, mine is April 7th, so ooh, that's right around the corner. So now we like, I'm scrambling, bro, because I really don't, I can't say, all right, instead of going on a prom, let's take you to Jamaica. Like, I don't even want to get on a flight right now, you know what I'm
saying? Right. Yeah.
So
right.
I'm stuck right now. So, I mean, that idea that y'all just brought up, I might have to go home and sit down and talk to the wife and say, hey, listen, I heard this idea on the radio. Maybe we can put something together and see what happens, but... Yo, like this is a heck of
real stuff. Sucks, I mean, we're talking about real stuff in general with school and real stuff you know, you can't go to work and you got to stay in. This is real stuff for these high school students that have been waiting for this moment.
Absolutely. So now she all up in tears like, oh, man, like I waited 4 years to graduate from this high school and now I can't do it the way I want to do it.
Yep.
Like, and I really want to say, listen, you got a 4-rounder UD. You, what are you worried about?
Oh, there you go. Like, that's great, man. I mean, congrats.
Del State, but you gotta do good. Yeah, there's nothing. You ain't paying for nothing, but that time that you get with your seniors and the last joint, that's something special. And
she's not at Del State yet. She wants.
Yeah,
to,
she's here now.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. So I kind of feel bad for her, man. But I listen. I'm gonna try to do whatever I can to make this a joyous situation. Hopefully, by time. I'm going to say August get here when they're ready to go to school and I'm ready to throw this big shindig at my house. Everything will be good. You know, you two guys got an invite. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens from that, man. And
yeah, good luck.
This is rough, bro. But you Daddy Warbucks, though, bro. You got to go ahead and flip the bill for all her friends. You know?
Yeah, he just writes the check.
Absolutely.
Not at all.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to y'all, fellas.
Thanks,
man.
Appreciate it. Real stuff, man.
Real quick, he brought up senior week. I don't know if you believe in fate or not. I don't. I don't believe in fate. So I don't. I don't think that I was always destined to meet the person who's my wife. Right? I met my wife on senior week. So if my senior week got canceled by the coronavirus, I believe in my heart of hearts that I never meet my wife. Come on, man.
Yep.
This is a big deal. These kids.
By the way, kids,
I'm not saying that you're going to meet your forever person on senior week. That's a
just saying.
Crazy thing to happen. But just saying.
610-632-0975. Some more NBA news just popped up. We'll share that on the other side. And we'll get to our phone calls before I sign off and Joe runs solo until midnight with Dylan McKinnon. I'm Devon Givens. 610-632-0975. We got prom talk as well. Eagles free agency. And what are you doing in this time miss with sports? Talking about it here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Givens with you here until final segment together. Joe, until midnight, Dylan McKinnon producing the show. Once again, 610-632-0975. So,
yeah.
Marcus Mariota.
Raiders. It's done. I was on the right train, but the wrong track.
With that offense, could he beat out Derek Carr with the running back that they have?
No, I don't think so.
You think he's done?
I don't think he's done. I think this is a backup thing.
No, I mean as a starter. You think he's done?
Forever? No.
Okay.
I think that there's too much there. I look at it, like a lot of people think that Teddy Bridgewater is a starter, and I don't. So, like, I think that he could have a Teddy Bridgewater arc where he actually gets the starting job at the end of that.
Okay.
Like, I think that he, it's like a Tannehill situation where you just, like, you know, move
so
to
Carr
a new team.
So, Carr will win in training camp.
And then things don't go right.
And then he takes over and may not lead him to the playoffs, but they look better.
But who knows? Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, there's some stuff in Oakland. Like, they've made some signings and they've done some stuff. Like, I don't know what their draft is going to look like now, but... You know, they've done all right in terms of building a team. The results haven't been there yet, so we'll see.
What do you think about the Tannehill thing?
So tough. I don't know what the market for Tannehill was. You know what I mean? So I don't know if they got forced into that kind of deal. It seems like a lot when now you've also got to figure out what to do, like how to get Derrick Henry paid when he was like the engine that kind of made the thing go. You know, like I feel like that's strange, but if they didn't lie. They said from the beginning, they're like, we like Ryan, we want him here.
Yes.
And they didn't entertain the Brady thing. They told the truth. They were in on Tannehill the whole time.
Now they have to figure out the Henry thing because that worked.
Yeah, exactly.
It worked.
And the offensive line, too. That's why I was surprised. Conklin goes, you know, I don't know. They re-signed Dennis Kelly, though. Dennis Kelly's going to be a starting offensive lineman now.
Caught a touchdown. In the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, playoff touchdown. Nice job, Dennis Kelly.
That's right.
Well done.
Brady, back in New England, or you heard the Tampa thing earlier?
I don't think that it's a two-horse race. I until the Los Angeles Chargers make a statement that they're not going to sign Tom Brady, I don't believe that they're out of it. I don't believe that that's the team that I've identified. I identified really early as
which
the one?
One
that makes sense. The Chargers.
The Chargers.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay.
And, until I hear from them that they're out, I don't believe that they're out.
Okay.
I think they're in.
610-632-0975. Former Titans quarterback gets a new spot. That would be the Las Vegas Raiders, right?
Yes, Vegas Raiders.
Raiders, okay.
And supposedly they liked the way, part of the signing was that they liked the way that he handled the backup role with Tannehill, the class and everything else like that. So he might be ready to go
for that.
He's
good for the quarterback room.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Kyle in Norristown next on the Fanatic. Kyle.
Hey, guys. What's going on? How you feeling?
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, just wanted to talk about the quiet first day on free agency. I'm kind of excited for the fact that we didn't overpay for Byron Jones. As I almost said, Byron Maxwell. That's what kind of that's kind of what it reminded me of. I'm just curious to see what day two brings and where the next splash is going to be. Whether we do make a splash in the receiving market or we're saving up everything for the draft and trying to finally have a draft that hits.
Well, I'm curious to see what if there's any more trades as well, Kyle, because those have been, in my opinion, the biggest moves that have been made so far. And I don't know if the Eagles might be more interested in going that route because they've been pretty good at trading in the past.
Yeah, I think Darius Slay, I've wanted him for several years now. If we can get Darius Slay and still pay him similar money to what Byron was going to get on an extension, I'd much rather have a solidified all-pro, Pro Bowl cornerback who can shut down one half of the field versus someone who doesn't make splash plays and no one throws against him in a Cowboys defense.
Do you have any problem with the age and the fact that he just had some injuries this past season?
Not as much.
And the money that you're going to have to give him. You are going to have to give him some money.
Of course, but anybody we pick up, we're going to have to give money to. And obviously, drafting the cornerback position has not been a highlight of Howie or any of the Eagles' personnel's drafts. Obviously, I mean, like drafting abilities. I think they're very good on the offensive line. They're decent on the defensive line when it comes to the skill positions. I feel like they just tend to drop the ball and overlook so many key items and key attributes that stick out that I tend to like to think that I see that I don't see them pull the trigger on. There's honestly, I wanted Byron Jones out of the original draft back when he had the world record for the broad jump and all these high, and he's obviously a UConn guy. He's very highly educated. He seemed like he was a very professional type of player who's going to put work first. And I liked him out of the draft, but now he's getting paid $40 million in 2 years to play for the Dolphins.
Yep. Yes, he is, man. And listen, thanks for the call, Kyle. Appreciate it. Stay safe, man. Out there, Darius Slay. I'm a fan.
Yeah, you've been a fan for a while.
Yes.
That's been a guy you've identified and said that would help.
Yeah, he's out there in Detroit playing for that terrible
organization and that they just they never go anywhere.
Mm-mm. They don't. They really don't.
And he's wasting out there in Detroit. It's yeah. time for him to go.
And I don't even think that the like change in coach has really made a difference at all. Like Matt Patricia's gotten a ton of opportunity and hasn't done a whole lot with it. I mean, they beat the Patriots once. Like, great. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I mean? Like, there hasn't been that turnaround that people expected.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, listen, man, there's some NBA news as I.
Oh, yeah. We were supposed to get to that.
I was going to get to the NBA news according to Adrian Wojnarowski, of course, right? He or Shams, they always break things.
Everything first.
Chris Haynes sometimes, too.
Oh,
the
yeah.
NBA will hold a Board of Governors call on Tuesday, Joe, sources tell ESPN. This is the third meeting with owners and the commissioner since Wednesday. As information flows into the league on the coronavirus pandemic, there's plenty to discuss, analyze, and eventually make decisions on.
Mm. Okay.
Another one. They're not just sitting there, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you would anticipate that they're going to be, if not the leaders, at the forefront with everybody else when things are going to get back on track. So I would assume they're going to continue to be communicative.
You're right
way.
About that.
You know?
Whether they say, all right, wrap it up, we're done.
Right.
Or get back out there on the floor, you just get the sense that they will be the ones that will be like, all right, we're first.
Yeah. Yeah, they have prided themselves on being that way. I don't see any reason why that would change for the future, but... Man, oh man. It's a shame because hockey's got so few games left. NBA doesn't have that much to go. Yeah, it'd be nice. At this point, I'm starting to get resigned and hopeful for actually something abbreviated. Just get something out there.
Yep.
You know, so that we can finish the season. Whatever asterisk you need to put out there, whatever, do it. But man, I miss sports. It's hurting. I'm getting itchy.
So what are you going to do the next 2 hours? You here, Dylan here. What are you going
to
do?
So I've got to get advice similar to you when you were asking about the prom and stuff like that. I've noticed that I have just a horrendous habit that I need help kicking, and I'm soliciting advice for how to kick my terrible
okay.
habit.
Got to kick a habit.
Yeah, got to do that. And then we're going to continue. I would assume that news is going to continue to stream in NFL free agency. Are you happy overall with what the Eagles have done so far, or have they been too quiet for you?
I am okay because nothing. The only thing that jumped off, of course, is DeAndre Hopkins.
Right.
But they made a very nice move late that I'm okay with because I was always on the, when some people were more on the offensive line side, mm-hmm. I was on the other side of the line where I looked at the defense, and they did a nice job there.
They better have a plan at corner, though. So we're going to. We're going to get to that.
They better have it.
That's
going to
be the 2 hours.
Well, Joe, we'll do this again tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, man. And the day after, and the day after, and the day after, right? So
I'll be here.
We're rolling.
If you're here, I'm here.
Absolutely, and I'll be here.
Dylan, you were here. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Great job, as always. Joe Torti is coming up next. And thank you to all the calls, all the tweets as well. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 o'clock, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.